Assalamu alaikum. This is Maliha Teaches for Muslim Health Talk. What exactly does Muslim Health Talk mean? It means nourishing our body, nourishing our soul, nourishing our mind, and nourishing our heart. And the best way of doing that is following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and instilling it in our daily life. Let's get started. Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma zidni ilman. Oh Allah, please increase us in knowledge. Thank you again for joining me for another episode of Muslim Health Talk. So today I'll be discussing a very super complete superfood, something that has all the nourishments your body needs, bone broth, something that has been around forever. So about 2 decades ago, right, when my kids were really little, I realized that my family, including my kids and myself, we often became sick, right? The slightest little thing, and my son would get a runny nose, his throat would start hurting, and it was just too much for me. And I started asking questions about, I started questioning the food we ate, right? What we consumed, if it was okay, what was really a priority or something that my kids should be focusing on. I mean, to be honest with you, I wasn't raised in the most healthiest family in the world. But then again, I wasn't raised in a horrible, you know, junk food eating, restaurant eating family either. Our focus with food, or our relationship with food as a family growing up was it fed you, it satisfied you, and it was definitely cooked and baked at home with love, but there wasn't a huge understanding or emphasis or talking about what was in the food, right? And what did we need to get out of the food? It was just something we knew. It was just something we grew up with, and our mothers learned from their ancestors, and they just kind of went along and created the same meals as what they were used to. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, because to be honest with you, that's probably a more healthier way of learning how to cook from your parents and your grandparents than it is from going out to eat or just deciding what you crave for, right? Nowadays, we don't really know our connection. We don't really understand the connection we have with our food. Some of us have a very destructive connection with food, right? We tend to eat food that will harm us only because it gives us certain gratifications and satisfactions in the temporary time. So I started looking into food and wondering what would be the right thing to eat and what would be things that I should avoid. And I made a lot of du'a, and I purified my intention, and I realized that there was a lot of things that I didn't know. So I started to study and research and figure out how I could, as a mother, as a provider, help improve our health through our food. So one of the foods I decided to include was bone broth in our diet. Now you might wonder, like, why would I choose bone broth out of all those things? Well, if you remember in your childhood and you became sick, what did your mom give you? Your mom usually fed you chicken soup, right? Chicken soup is actually a form of bone broth. Bone broth is probably the first healthy food humanity has ever had. This is actually a superfood and has been consumed by humans for thousands and thousands of years, most likely from the beginning of time, right? Nations, cultures, and everyone's grandmother knows about bone broth. There isn't, even my mom knows about bone broth, and she wasn't making it for us when we were older, but when I reintroduced it and she saw it, she said, wow, this is what we know is good for us. This is what we have been taught to focus on when we are weak and we need nourishment. So it's not a myth, all the good things that we hear about bone broth. And many scientific studies have proven that bone broth is rich in a huge amount of nutrients. One study in the year 2000, was published in Chest Physicians, where they studied bone broth or chicken soup, whichever one, it's the same thing really, and found that it had, it did aid in alleviating the symptoms of colds, the common cold and bronchitis. So bone broth did this by clearing up the mucus from inside of your body, opening the respiratory pathways and providing easily digested nutrients to the area. Because one of the problems is that when we are sick, we don't really have an appetite to eat. But bone broth, because it's a beverage, a savory beverage, it's easy to take in and your body digests it very easily. So how do we make bone broth? Is it a complicated method? No, not really. It's really actually easy. Bone broth is created by taking the connective tissues, so the bones, the extra stuff that we don't necessarily eat, right? From a chicken, we only focus on the thighs and the legs and the breast. Everything else, we kind of toss away. Well, those things that we don't get from the butcher, which are the feet, that has a lot of gluten, that has a lot of collagen and gelatin, those things and the wings and the intestines and all the other parts of the chicken, we kind of toss away. But those are the things that actually are used for bone broth, especially the bone, right? As it's said. So the bones, the carcasses, the intestines, the feet of either beef, chicken, goat, or any other meat that you prefer to eat. You take the bone broth is made up by placing them, all these things in water, and then cooking it very slowly in a simmer for many hours. Because when you do this, it's a process where the nutrients are able to seep into the liquid, the water that you have, leaving you with a highly nutritious, easily digestible, very extremely low in calorie beverage that should turn gelatinous when refrigerated or in cold temperature, right? This bone broth soup has become a superfood that can support the health of every single part of your body. We see the prescriptions of bone broth by many cultures, right? The Roman physicians, the Muslim scholars, the Chinese herbalists, the Jewish philosophers, and now modern mothers who have brought it back because it's such an incredible food to consume. For a remedy to be this pervasive across all the cultures throughout society, it must mean that it is not just an ancient folklore, right? Bone broth is really a superfood. So what does bone broth have which aids our overall health? The most important ingredients that it does contain is collagen. Bone broth is rich in collagen, the most abundant protein in the human body, and it plays a key role in numerous bodily functions. Collagen is the protein that makes up 75% of our hair, our skin, our nails, our bones, our discs, and our gut lining. Collagen also improves the skin, the thickness of the hair, and it strengthens our bones. So the benefits of collagen are so many that I'm just going to talk about a few that that I really find impressive, but there's so many to talk about. People have written books about just bone broth. So the first thing is that it supports joints And this is something we really need to think about as we age. Bone broth has more than 20 amino acids used to build, to strengthen the body in so many ways. Glycine is the most abundant amino acid in collagen, and glycine supports your joints, our joints, because it makes up our connective tissue. It can further reduce inflammation while protecting the joints and improving their functions. So glycine is the precursor to glutathione, which is one of the best nutritional cleansing assets that we can have. Glutathione cleanses our entire bodily system, like every part of our body. So those are the things, those are really important things to have in our food on a daily basis. It's not something you should only have once in a while, right? The other thing that collagen does is that it supports bone health. One, our bones are made of more collagen than calcium, even, right? Many of us don't know that. We assume that, oh, we need to take calcium pills and that's why our bones will be healthy. But no, we actually need more collagen than we do calcium. Bone broth supplies this vital collagen, which makes bones stronger, more flexible, and less likely to fracture as we get older, because this is something we really need to worry about. I'm sure everyone knows someone in their family, someone in their immediate circle that who has aged and has fallen and has fractured something, right? Or who is too weak to even move around because of their age. So bone broth really helps if we include it at a younger age in our diet and slowly improve our bone health. Studies performed to figure out which nutrients were needed for bone health found that this process of bone formation requires an adequate and constant supply of the following nutrients: one, protein, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, phosphorus, manganese, potassium, zinc, copper, boron, iron, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin K, vitamin the B vitamins, and many more. Those are the major ones. Our diet doesn't really include an adequate continuous supply of these vitamins and nutrients, but if we combine vegetables in our bone broth, so when we're simmering our connective tissues, our bone broth, we add some veggies in there and some meat with it, not just the bone, right? These three combinations of vegetables, the bone broth, the meat will provide us a good source of these number of vitamins that I just mentioned and minerals on a and if it's something that we need on a daily basis, it's easy for us to just sip a cup of bone broth. Bone broth can be prepared with vegetables, meat, and herbs to obtain all the nutrients and vitamins we need, right? The ones I just spoke about. And you can add the herbs and add flavoring and spices to make it taste good for you, not just make it taste good, not just have it be good for you and not taste good. So if we were to include a cup of this recipe that I just mentioned on a daily basis, we would get the supply of nutrients we need for our bones. If you have, if you are feeling certain arthritic pains, even if it's just during the winter, or if you work too hard, or any other bone-related issue, this kind of is like an alarm system, right? It's telling you, like, if you don't take care of yourself, this will be your problem, not temporarily, but permanently as you age. So I think it would be a wise idea to focus on things that would nourish and rejuvenate the bones. And this is a great recipe right here. So another reason why collagen is so important is that it improves gut function and it supports healthy metabolism. So bone broth has been consumed for thousands of years to support the digestion because it strengthens the gut lining that we have. The amino acids and collagen help build the walls of the intestines and the colon. This helps to heal certain diseases like Crohn's disease, IBS, ulcerative colitis, and leaky gut syndrome. Bone broth has a protein that is easy to absorb and digest. This is excellent for individuals who are elderly, for individuals who are young or sick, who tend to have a weaker immune digestive system, and who tend to struggle to digest heavy proteins such as dairy and meat. And I think a large portion of us, even if we're not elderly, if we're not sick, and if we're not very young, tend to have issues with dairy, if not meat, and tend to have a difficult time digesting heavy proteins like meat, right? So we kind of fall in this category, even though we may not be sick, or at least the type of sick we assume that we are. These may start with sensitivities slowly, only bothering us once in a while. But like I said, when you see little things like that bothering you, you have to find foods, find ways to nourish your body, because it's an alarm system to tell you that something needs to be changed. Another thing that collagen can do is that it helps strengthen your immunity. The amino acids in bone broth, like arginine, glutamine, and cysteine, help strengthen your immunity. Bone broth supports a healthy gut and enables you to grow more friendly bacteria known as probiotics. And these probiotics help you your body absorb more nutrients from the food that you consume. So it makes it easier for you to not only absorb nutrients, but digest your food. Probiotics are an essential part of our immunity because they actually make up about 70% of the immune system. So your probiotics, your gut, your immune system has a balance between good and bad bacteria, but you want it to be in that balance. And what happens is when we consume food with artificial flavoring and artificial colors and food that really isn't whole food, eventually the balance in your gut, in your immunity is off, because your body is working so hard to process and digest those things that are not food, that it eventually, the balance becomes more bad bacteria than good bacteria. So you actually need your good bacteria. You actually need to feed your good bacteria. And things like bone broths, things like fermented foods are what feed your good bacteria to multiply and become more, and then have a better balance in your immunity so that you can be healthy enough to fight off certain diseases and infections, right? So this is something to include for sure. Another great thing that collagen does is that it detoxifies your body. See, we are exposed to all sorts of environmental toxins around us, heavy metals and pesticides, and these can cause havoc to our body. These can definitely harm our body. It's in our food that we eat with artificial whatever they add into it, coloring and flavoring and whatnot. It's in the air that we breathe, because we're always spraying our homes and our workplaces with sanitizers and things that makes it smell good. It's in even the air outside, if we're living in an apartment where they put pesticides and they spray the lawn and the flowers and the bushes around you. And with the chemtrails, it's in the air as well. So even though it's much better to be outside and breathe the fresh air because there's trees that will help clear the air, we still have a lot of toxins around us, right? It's even in things like when we have our teeth fixed, right? The metals, and certain foods have heavy metals as well. So these are really harmful for our body. And most importantly, before I forget, is in our cosmetics, in our healthcare products. Inshallah, in the future, I will do another podcast on ways that we can use or make, create healthy hygiene, health and beauty aids, and not have to deal with all the toxins that we get from shampoos, from lipstick, from makeup, from creams, all of that stuff. But bone broth will help to support your liver to detoxify these harmful chemicals from your body gently. Another thing is that bone broth promotes deeper sleep. Not just sleep, but sleeping deeply. Remember the amino acid I told you called glycine? Well, that is in bone broth, right? And bone broth has a high amount of it, which can help us in deep sleep. So glycine, what it does is that it helps your body to relax and it cools it down, which releases melatonin and helps you sleep. So next time, instead of wanting to have a piece of junk food before you go to bed, why not sip on a cup of warm, soothing, comforting bone broth to help you relax and give you a peaceful night of sleep, right? The junk food that you eat is just going to disturb your stomach anyway, and it's not going to allow you to easily fall asleep because now you've triggered your digestion to start working again. And when that happens, it's hard for us to go to sleep right away. My suggestion is that we eat 4 hours, we stop eating, or we eat 4 hours before we go to bed. So to give our body enough time to digest and then be able to just peacefully sleep. Another thing that collagen does is that it builds and restores muscles. Regular bone broth can help support, build, repair, and restore muscles. Many of the athletes that we look up to and we follow, and the bodybuilders who exercise daily to strengthen their muscles, include bone broth in their daily meals. They actually do. They add it to things like, most of them use the powdered form, of course, but they probably use a very good one. And they add it to their shakes, they add it to their pancakes, they add it to their drinks, they add it to, anything that they can possibly add it to. You could always sweeten it up. When you make bone broth, you don't necessarily have to put so much salt that it becomes savory. You can keep it so that it is something you could add to sweet things, right? In place of the liquid. And the other thing that collagen does is that it helps improve your hair, your skin, your nails, and it also helps with anti-aging. Right? We spoke a little bit about hair and nail and skin, but anti-aging is really something that it helps with. As we age, we tend to lose collagen, right? And this causes our skin to show signs of aging. The collagen in bone broth helps form elastin and other essential compounds inside the skin. And this allows the skin to stay firm and prevent the signs of aging, like wrinkling and sagging of skin. Cellulite is another aging issue some women are affected by. And cellulite forms in the butt, on the thighs, and on the hips. And this occurs when the skin loses its firmness because we don't have enough collagen in us, right? And when it loses the firmness, the connective tissues break down. So then you have cellulite. So taking bone broth on a daily basis will restore the much needed collagen that our body needs. So if you're concerned about losing your hair or having your hair thin out, I highly suggest you try including bone broth in your diet. Many individuals actually take a multi-collagen supplement to thicken their hair, and they find really good results. But why not take something natural like bone broth that contains minerals and amino acids to help build and strengthen your hair follicles? It pretty much is the same thing, but Here, you're not paying so much, and you're actually taking something that is natural for your body, unlike the supplements. There is another amino acid called arginine that I spoke about, which has been shown to nourish the nail bed and help it grow and become stronger. Most individuals have seen excellent results in just a week of drinking bone broth, and I have to attest to that because whenever I stay on my diet of drinking it every single day, and I've been doing it in these 20 days of Ramadan, I have noticed you can tell when your nail is getting strong. You just kind of press against it and see that it doesn't chip, it doesn't break, it just kind of slowly bends. There's many different types of collagen. Collagen has nutrients that support the health of our body, and more than 30% of the beneficial protein in our body is collagen protein. I believe that one third of our daily protein intake should be coming from collagen protein to keep our health at an optimal rate. So bone broth has type 1, type 2, type 3 collagen. So if you're consuming bone broth from a chicken, it has a high level of type 2 collagen. And type 2 collagen is the collagen that is recommended to be consumed on a daily basis because this type of collagen builds and supports your connective tissues, your ligaments, your tendons, your fascia, and many other parts of your body. If it is bone broth from beef or lamb or any other red meat, it contains high levels of type 1 and type 3 collagen. And type 1 and type 3 collagen build and support your skin, your nails, your hair, your discs, your bones, and parts of your gut lining. So you want to make bone broth from chicken as well as red meat, right? So our ancient ancestors drank bone broth every single day because when they cooked, when they went and hunted and gathered and prepared the meal from the meat, they never threw anything away. They used every part of an animal that they had sacrificed. We choose to only have chicken breast, right? Or chicken thighs, or the steak of a beef or a lamb, but we only pick parts that are the muscle of the animal. And when we eat the muscle of the animal, that the muscle it only helps the muscle of our body, right? It's like with like. We're only supporting that part of our body. What we need to do is actually support every single part of our body. So that is why it is very important to include the entire animal, right? The entire animal that we've sacrificed. So, but if we don't choose to eat liver, for example, or other parts of the meat, then what we can do by and we can get away with it is make bone broth from these parts and drink the broth from it. All of our organs need to be supported, not just our muscle. So if you want to support all of the areas of the body, then you really should think about including bone broth in your diet. So why is it essential? I think it's really essential to break a fast with bone broth. And the past few 20 days, I have been breaking my fast with bone broth. Alhamdulillah. It's easy. You make a whole pot of bone broth, you store it in the fridge, and you just drink a cup or a half a cup every day, and it just stays for at least a week. So breaking a fast is a very delicate period, right? The gelatin in bone broth is a hydrophilic colloid, which draws water into your intestinal tract. And because bone broth has a high volume of collagen and gelatin, it helps support your mucosal layer. When fasting, your gut mucosal layer breaks down somewhat due to dehydration because we don't drink when we fast. It's that kind of a fast, and it needs nutrients. Bone broth also has glutamine and glutamine supports your immune system. So yes, you can drink a lot of salt water to get the potassium into your body after a long day of fast, but bone broth has a nice balance of all the nutrients that you need. It is way better than opening your fast with water alone. Bone broth also has magnesium, which allows your gut to kind of relax after breaking a fast, so you don't get all jittery and feel like you need to just gobble everything down right away. Bone broth also helps with weight loss, something I think many of us need to focus on. Bone broth is super low in calories, virtually nothing. There's virtually nothing in the beverage. There are absolutely no carbohydrates in bone broth. So for those who are on a keto diet, but it's filled with nutrition. When you are trying to lose weight and you decide to drink a cup of hot bone broth, it will support you and replenish all your nutrients your body has been yearning for. This practice will calm you down and fulfill your cravings and help you lose weight because bone broth includes a high amount of nutrition. It is the best food to drink to help prevent food cravings when you're going through a food crash, right? So that is why it's really important or vital or something you would like to add to your diet when you are on some sort of a diet. If you're interested in learning how to make this bone broth recipe and how you can include it in the different meals that you already are eating, go to my website, muslimhealthtalk.com, or follow us on Instagram, Muslim Health Talk, under Maliha Mahmood. We will have new recipes, new ideas almost every day, if not weekly. And I'm working on a recipe book that I'm coming out with all the superfoods, all the things to avoid and to include in your diet, simple way to help you nourish your body, to nourish your soul and every part of you so that you can go on that journey of healing your body slowly and completely. Thank you for joining me, Maliha Teaches, for Muslim Health Talk. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and so much more. All of our links can be found on Linktree Muslim Health Talk. Assalamu alaikum.